From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The situation in Iraq is very bad and getting worse. That's the judgment of a national intelligence estimate out today, representing the views of all 16 U.S. spy agencies. The report also judges that Iraqi leaders will be hard-pressed to achieve political reconciliation in the coming months. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Word that Iraq is mired in widening chaos, that the security situation is deteriorating, and that Iraqi security forces are largely unable to do much about it will not come as a surprise to anyone who regularly picks up a newspaper or listens to NPR. At a White House briefing today, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley admitted as much. He said that while this NIE is a new document, the intelligence behind it has been consistent for months. And Hadley insisted the intelligence has been informing the president's recent decisions.
Put another way, the intelligence assessment that is reflected in this NIE is not at war with this new approach or new strategy the president has developed, but I would say explains why the president concluded that a new approach, a new strategy was required.
Hadley pointed to the bit of the estimate that contemplates a U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. The report judges that a rapid withdrawal could lead to horrific consequences, from massive civilian casualties to a stronger al-Qaeda presence in Anbar province. But as Democratic leaders have been quick to note, the report, at least the portion that's been made public, does not examine other options, such as a phased withdrawal. Nor does it weigh the potential impact of sending in thousands more troops, as the president is urging. Sylvester Reyes, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, has released a statement saying, quote, "Nothing in this document tells us that sending 21,500 additional troops to Iraq will make the situation better." Also prompting questions is the NIE's judgment on whether Iraq is in a state of civil war. At the White House, reporters grilled Hadley on why the president avoids the term, when one suggested it might help to define the fight.
We know what kind of fight we're in. We know the facts. That is described well in this NIE, and we have a strategy to deal with those facts and to try to succeed. I go back to you. I will tell you what this NIE says.
I want to know why you avoid
the intelligence, because it's not an adequate description of the situation we find ourselves, as the intelligence community says.
What the NIE judges, in effect, is that the situation in Iraq is worse than a civil war. While the term civil war accurately describes some elements of the conflict in Iraq, the report says it doesn't adequately capture the complexity.
I think it oversimplifies. It's a bumper sticker answer to what's going on in Iraq.
That's Defense Secretary Bob Gates briefing today at the Pentagon. He says calling the conflict a civil war doesn't work because actually there are four wars going on in Iraq.
One is Shia on Shia, principally in the south. The second is sectarian conflict, principally in Baghdad, but not solely. Third is the insurgency. And fourth is al-Qaeda. And al-Qaeda is attacking at times all of those targets.
Another question raised, but not entirely answered by this NIE, is what role Iran is playing. The estimate states Iran is making things worse inside Iraq, but it also says that outside actors such as Iran are, quote, not likely to be a major driver of violence. That seems at odds with recent rhetoric from the president and his team. Asked about the discrepancy, Steve Hadley suggested the public version of the NIE doesn't focus enough on Iran's meddling in Lebanon and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, or its suspect nuclear program. The concerns about Iran, Hadley said, go much beyond an Iranian role in Iraq. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
And you can read the unclassified portion of the National Intelligence Estimate at our website, npr.org.